All right. Perek Chav Hei, Emir Tashem, and Perek Chav Vav. Kol Zeh, he says. Shadayin Yesh Anashim Yisrael. Now, what's Kol Zeh? So that means we have to remember what we did last time, which was, he was talking about the Chumras, and how serious and how severe the punishments are for someone who is not connected to Torah in this world, and in the next world, etc., etc. But there's at least some basis of something, but you know, you're also going to get punished. It says, Nefesh HaChayim, Kol Zeh, Shadayin Yesh Anashim Yisrael, Shadvekim Bo Yisbarach Ubetaraso, Ubiyin Ubeshkede V'yegia Gidola Lishma. By the way, last segue. The last thing he said at the end of Chav Dalid was that if a person themselves is not connected to Torah, but at least they should be a Tomech Torah. The only thing that they have as a chance to kind of save them is if they'll donate to the Katz Kollel or, something that we can all benefit from who are learning Torah. So all of this, he says, is assuming that the fact that he has any hope. It's nebuch that he doesn't do the right thing himself. But at least he has some hope that assumes and presupposes that someone else is learning the way they're supposed to. There are still people who are really dedicated at the highest level. And then, given the fact that the other people, Nebuch, who've chosen not to live that lifestyle, they've chosen from their own free will to do other things and not learn Torah. As a result, what we saw in the last Prakim, Him Yoradu Shol Chaim, Umugarashim, Vistapech Benachlas Abde Hashem Hadvukimbo, Yisbarach Ubetaraso, Eretzachaim Yicharesu Chasa Shalom. That we saw again in previous prakim how such a person is punished in this world and in the next. So they had a choice. There are other people who are out there learning. They chose not to, and they're going to have to deal with the consequences. Again, if you remember, we had various different metaphors, but the basic point was, it's like, you ask a girl out on a date, she's uninterested in you. You said, okay, then I'm not interested in you. Hashem says, not running after you. I'm happy to have a relationship with you. You choose to reject me, so okay, that's fine. I'll go out with somebody else. So Hashem says, you had a lifetime to be with me. And I was there for you. I'll go on any Shabbos walk you want, or whatever. I'll be back in camp in fourth grade. But you don't want, okay. But then you can't wake up in after 120 years and see then I'm going to look for somebody else. So that whole idea was because there were options and the person chose otherwise. Now, on the one hand, we can say, it's too bad, it's on you. And that's true, we are saying that. But we are acknowledging, and really this parak and the next one really are just chazara from themes we had way, way back. He says, but we have to acknowledge, it's not just like we can be so callous about it. And say, too bad for you. Because it's actually not just too bad for you, it's actually too bad for all of us. After all, as we had seen, when a person doesn't learn, so mimela, that means that the whole learning energy of the world is down, right? Kihim nismatu v'yardu mikdusha asam v'orim. The whole world has less kedusha and or. So on the one hand, a person could say, listen, it's my life, let me do what I want. There is certain truth to that. But the truth is, your behavior has consequences for other people. Right, you yourself are sending yourself off a cliff, but that means that there's less productivity going on. That's going to hurt all of us. As it says, Tadbe Eliyahu, Amru Chachamim, Kol Zman Shebnei Adam Mevatlim Min HaTorah, Mevakesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lachriv Es HaOlam. Each time there's people who could be learning in the art, Hashem is upset with the whole product. So, again, and we had seen, and he's going to repeat this now. But we had seen this idea that, again, there's this source of energy up in the Shemayim, and that engine is basically going to run nonstop as long as you're putting your foot on the gas, you're flooding the engine with gas, and that's people learning down here. But if you don't learn, then the engine actually has less power. B'sham b'seder er l'mzuta, it says, the pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, Ki l'Hashem mitzokei eretz v'yashas aleihem tevel. Right, that, so to speak, Hashem has these pillars which are holding up the whole world. So it says the Medrash in Seder Yom Arba, Ein Mitzukin, what are these pillars? El Tzim Chachamim. Tzim Chachamim are holding up the world. Chol Yom Yotzei Malachi Chavola, Medefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lechabel Kolam Kula. Right? There are these angels who really want to destroy the world. There's all these people looking to find problems. V'lomali bati yinitzius, abate medrosho, shatamir chachamim, yoshin behen, v'oskim den betorah, ha'mechavol es kolam kulam yad ayin sham. Right, so basically, you have to realize, we assume that the default is everything's good. When I say we, I mean even the believers. I'm not even discussing the people who don't believe. Right, but from people, you and me, if we're being honest. I spoke about this, I think it was this past year or maybe 2 years ago, I can't remember, in my shul. It was based on a whole essay that Rav Volbi had connected to Yom and the Raim and the Yom HaDin. I think it was from Rav Volbi, maybe from somebody else. But I definitely spoke about this one of the years in shul, either on Slichos or Yom Kippur or Shoshana, all about, we just kind of assume that, you know, we're basically good people. I mean, you know, we are. So the stama, you know, unless we do something to mess it up, the din's going to be good. We start with that chazaka. But who said that that's true? Right? And I can't remember what the source was that this was for. I can't remember who I'm quoting now. But it says, no, basically the point is that each Rosh Hashanah is kind of a tchiyas ha-meisah. If you live next year, it's because Hashem decided to give you another lease on life. Halavai he will. But it's not a given. Nothing's a given at all. So this is what the Seder Olam Zuta is basically saying, that in our case, which is, you just assume that the world's going to exist. Why? There's a metaphysics to it. And there are rules to the metaphysics. You want to join us? Feel free.
Yeah.
Okay, feel free. There's rules. There's even rules to the metaphysics, right? There's an engine that's Poel, and you need to give it an energy source. That's the Torah. But what he's adding here is that there's counter pressure, right? There's a blitzing defender. You got to pick up the blitz. Right? Someone's coming to sack the quarterback. Somebody's coming to destroy the world. There are these Malei Chavala. What does that mean? I don't really know. But there's this Malei Chavala. So, you know, the good news is, you know, you have the big offensive coordinator up in the sky, and he calls the audible, like he calls the protection, like, we're going to pick up the blitz, we just have to go learn. But you need to pick up the blitz. You need people to block. You need people. I'm trying to think who am I losing with my football references. It's like, it's not even football season. It's like, I'd be invited a fan to know this out of season. Elliot, if I thought that by giving basketball references would be better, I would have done it.
But,
there was a Hain and a Lav in that. Anyway, so that's, you know, again, whatever this means on this mystical level, it's beyond me. But I think the Musar show, so to speak, or even the basic Hashkafa Shabbat was important, which is, you know, you need to earn a right to stay around. Right? The Chazakah isn't that you just get to stay around, and the Chazakah isn't that the world gets to stay around. It has to be earned. And the people who are blocking and taking out these Malachi Chabal are the people learning Torah. Im Koza, he said, Adayim yuchul hiskayim ayde hasridim asher Hashem korei ha'oskim b'torah k'toshi yom v'laylo shal yisbalu l'gamri lachzor l'tovo chas v'shalom. So he said, now, what's the context here? Why are we going through all this? Because he's saying is that each person who decides not to learn, who decides to batel, so you have chosen to be, you know, AWOL, right? You have chosen to abandon the front, right? So it's, we're acknowledging, you know, you've put more pressure, more stress on everyone else who is trying to hold up the world. Lamaisa, as long as there are other people, we're going to be okay. We have these Sridim, we have those minorities, you know, just think of, forget the human population, just the Jewish population. How many people are learning Torah? I don't even learn Torah at 10 hours a day. How many people are learning Torah 1 hour a day? Right? It's a fraction of a fraction. So there are these Sridim, there's a very small number of people. But they can hold up the world. And therefore, the person who doesn't do anything that he could be doing, he's going to get punished, but the world's not going to collapse because of it. But he will get punished. Aval, emhaya chas v'shalom ha'olam panui legamre. If there was no Torah learning, afilu rega echad mamish, there was literally no one learning at any one millisecond, ne'esek b'hiz bonus, am segula b'torah kedosha, take off karega how you call it olamos and nechrove min espatim and mitzius lagamre chas the shalom. Again, this is a point we have seen previously in the Nefesh HaChaim. This is one of his most famous points or theses, and that is that, you know, how far does he take this? Very far, all the way to its logical conclusion. He thinks that there's a spiritual engine that runs the world, and it's powered by not by Gatorade, but powered by people learning Torah. So what would happen, Lu Yitzuyer, your thought experiment, what would happen if literally no one was learning? Says the Chacham Lashon, Ein Echanami, Pshuto Kabashmo, the whole world would explode, in all the worlds, not just our world, all the worlds, it would be Armageddon. Vavkam, Ish Echad, Me Yisrael Levad, and therefore, what's the implication? Even one person, Rav Kocho, think about how much koach that one person has. Shebiyado lahamid ulakayim, es kocha olamot, bahabriya bichlala. That means that the one person, in theory, can hold up the entire world. Again, we don't look forward to it. It may even be very unlikely there's only one person. But hypothetically, one person could be holding up the whole world.
Because the truth of the matter is, even though it's, you know, 10 people are better than 1, and 1,000 are people than 10, and 1,000,000 people is better than 1,000, that's all a question of degree. But the difference between 0 and 1 is not just a difference of degree. That's a difference of kind. Either we blow up or we survive. So all you need is 1, right? That's a different, you know, 9 is not a minion, the 10th guy is everything, right? So in this case, it's 1 is everything. Once we're after 1, now it's just a question of how good are we doing. But one guy, in theory, he could literally hold up the entire world. That's an incredible, incredible koach. Kamasha calls it, as Gemara says, in Masechta Sanhedrin, Perchelek, Daf Tzaditet, Kolosik B'Torah L'Shema, Rav Yochanan Amar, Af Magain Al Kolam Kulo. One of the things that we say about someone who's learning is he can be Magain, he can defend, he can hold up the whole world. Furthermore, V'chein Isa B'Perek HaTorah, right, that's in the 6th parak of Perkei Avos, Kolosik B'Torah L'Shema, and among other things, Lo'od Ela, Shekol Olam Kulo, Kedai Hulo, right? He, the whole world is deserving because of him, yes. Right, so that the answer is right. Well, that's hard to answer out of context in Paracafe of Shachayim. We have discussed for a year already probably different things that are related. That's hard to give an answer out of context because it definitely has been discussed. But again, we've discussed the power of Batala. Again, he doesn't get into it as much. We have maintained, and I personally think this is reasonable, you know, that there is not one definition of being quote-unquote a masmid, and ultimately only Hashem knows what level of Batala did you need, because otherwise you wouldn't function, and what was an indulgence. But in Echarami, if it really was an indulgence and it was unnecessary, then on some level, again, I don't think we have to be ludicrous. You're not going to get punished for 1 second of batala as much as you'd get punished if you spent a day of batala or a month or a year. But yes, there's no minimum. There's no minimum of mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There's no mitzvah of the minimum of batala. Again, it doesn't affect the whole world destroy the whole world if it's other people learning. But yes, in theory, every little bit of Torah is contributing to the energy of the world, that means that every little bit of Torah that could have been learned that isn't, is detracting. That I think is a simple mathematical proposition, which I think the Nefesh HaChaim would totally subscribe to. Does that help you?
And also, what if you learn additions so that 3 plus 8 so that you could understand all knowledge?
I don't understand the question.
What about Halchana?
That's Torah, of course. So that's called learning. Why isn't that called learning? What are you doing then?
Learning to be able to learn.
Oh, you mean you learn math so that you understand?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't want to guess. I mean, sir, I can't speak for Nefesh HaChaim. Is it legitimate in general? The answer is obviously yes. What does he think about it? I don't know. I don't think he discussed it. I don't remember. Weiter. Next paragraph. Given all this, now you might think this sounds very rachok for me, and this is, you know, metaphysics almost, or whatever you want to call, you know, Kabbalah almost, of Nefesh HaChaim and building worlds, but how does this affect me tachlis? So the rest of the paragraph, I've already tried to do this, but really I was foreshadowing what he does in the end of the chapter, which is where we're sort of speaking. If until now we were discussing, you could say, a sefer of machshava, but now it's a sefer of chizuk or musar. He says, eich, given everything we've just said, how could a person's heart not be inflamed, engulfed? You should be unbelievably enthused and energized. Wow! Think about this incredible power that I have. On the other hand, it should fill you with a certain degree of serious dread. So you don't, you know, water it down, you don't get weak and drop the ball. Says every time you learn, you should be thinking in your heart, could be that there's no one else in the world learning, and I am holding up the world. Now, I was thinking about this. Now, if you're in a base medrash, you see other people learning, so you don't have to be delusional. So I think if you're you actually know that even if I'm wrong, because I'm bottling for the next 10 minutes, but the world's not going to explode because the guy's next to me, there must meet him. But even so, if you really, really would believe this, it totally changes every second of your learning. And Echanami, right now, I'm not the one holding up the world because there's 1,000 other people learning. But what I'm doing is so important, it could be. That's usually choshev. The fact that in the end, you don't need only me, I don't think would take away from how important. I'll give you this as a mushal in the army, right? So what they try to convince, even the people who do the most meaningless jobs, is that if everyone didn't do their job, then, you know, the whole thing would fail. There's obviously a certain truth to that. On the other hand, you know, I would imagine it's hard for the guy who, like, is in the kitchen to tell himself, like, you know, in World War II, you know, the Allies are depending on me, making good eggs. You know, whether we can save Europe or not, you know, there might be truth to it, but I don't know how much a person would really get chizuk for it. But if you were the person, like, if they sent 10 people over, you know, in one of those missions, you know, nowadays you'd say, I don't know, to go to the reactor in Iran, or, I don't know, D-Day or wherever, you know, they're sending 10. The fact of the matter is, it could be that other people get there, but that wouldn't take away from the fact that you know that what you're doing, maybe they won't get there, but what I'm doing, the fact that I got there, turns out 5 other people got there too, great. But that wouldn't take away the significance of what I did. That's not just a guy who is, you know, cleaning the bathrooms, or which again is necessary, or the guy who's making breakfast, that's necessary. But so it's true that 10 other people learned, 1,000 other people learned, 100,000 other people learned. But what I'm doing is so important that if none of them were learning, the world would still be up because of me. I think that's very, very empowering. And again, if it would take seriously the fact that, you know, if it was really be up to me and I would drop the ball, the whole world would collapse, that would be quite terrifying. Right? The whole world would explode if I wasn't learning. That should really be in our hearts. Zu Torah, zu schara, meruba. It's not just that there's Torah and schara, there's a lot of schara. We don't even need to, you know, we don't have to add. Shua notel schar kulam. This is everything. Right, you deserve everything. The whole world is existing because of you. That's why it says in the Mishnah Sanhedrin, Shkolecha b'Yisrael chayv lomar b'shvili never olam, because you have the ability to do or not do something that literally would hold up the world. So now he gets back to the little metaphysics. So what about all the other avers that a person might do? Don't those affect all the other worlds? So he says, "Ein chanami." Every avera is affecting something, but it's still not Torah. Tamid oz v'chedva b'mekom kvodam. V'aleim nemar le'yagur chara. Right? That there's still, you know, this is the poison pill is Torah, or the chas v'shalom. That's the chas v'shalom, or halavai, the good pill. There's something uniquely good or bad about Talmud Torah. The other stuff is the cherry on top. But the TNT that's going to either blow up the foundation, or the supports that are holding up the foundation, that's Torah. Avon b'tzal Torah hi ha'ola al kulam shu nogel kim kol ha'olamos. Okay, that's unique. Okay, we have 5 more minutes, but Perek Chavav is pretty short. Let's see if we get Chaperayim. Continuing. So why should it be? Why is it that the sin of b'tzal Torah is so much worse than every other sin? As we've seen, shemekor shar shehel yonah ha'ne'alam shal Torah ha'kdosham od ne'alam yakol olamos. Okay, he's going back to his whole metaphysical scheme, which is, you know, in this Kabbalistic idea that there's this shefa of energy that comes down to our world. So whatever the highest thing that we used to think of, said the Chaim Volozhiner, but Torah is above that. This is the source for all of the energy that slowly, slowly makes it down through the various worlds to our world. Reishis v'shorish atzilus kocho yizbarach sod hamalbush alyon, right, as we saw from the Arizal in previous chapters, that the source of everything ultimately goes back to Torah. But as it kind of drips, and it gets diffused through these other worlds until it gets to our world. And then that's why we have this, so to speak, bit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, down in this world. And we are, by keeping the Torah going, we're basically holding up the world. Therefore, so given this fact, given this metaphysical axiom, that the highest thing, which is the energy source for everything else, right? Everything else is just a derivative of, but the only actual source, which is not derivative of anything else, it's the source itself, is the Torah. If we are learning, or if we're not learning ourselves, we are supporting others who are learning at some level, at the strongest, most enthusiastic, passionate way. So then, we are directly, you, me, every one of us, we are directly contributing to the powering of that engine, which is creating more shefa and more shefa and more shefa, which so slowly drips down and affects the whole world each, you know, in the way that it deserves it on its level. And that's coming directly from us. On the other hand, M'chasa Shalom, Isakdu Babarifyon, right? We're battling and we don't really learn as much as we could, or as hard as we could, or as on deep level as we could. Then what happens? Miskamet u'mismaet ha'kadusha. We distort and lessen
the Kedusha and the Or HaElyon shall atar mikol amos. There's massive ramifications to our not learning as well as we could. Kol echad lefi erko holech v'chaser. Each person, given what they could have done. Again, I'm not judged for you and you're not judged for me. Each one is judged for what they could do. But if you don't do everything you could do, again, you both lessen and distort what actually could happen. Kol echad lefi erko holech v'chaser. Rotetim refuim chas v'shalom. Right? Really, really bad. And in the extreme, if none of us were doing it, everything would get destroyed. All that is Torah. When it comes to other mitzvos, I feel a mitzvah tefillah. What if everyone would, thought experiment, very scary. Everyone rejected tefillah. No one's davening. As bad as it would be, the world would not be destroyed. As the Gemara says in Shabbos, Rabbi Chazya l'Rav Hamnuna, the Kama'arich b'Tzalusa, right? He said Rav Hamnuna had a very long mincha, very long shachris. Amar manicha chayolam v'oskim chay shah. But you're ignoring the chayolam of Torah for the chay shah of tefillah. So why is tefillah given such a qualitatively, quote-unquote, lower level than davening? Shinyin tefillah hu, hosafot tikkun ba'alamot. Because tefillah en chanami, tefillah, and there's a reason he's picking this, it's not random. Tefillah has the power to be mosif, to be metake, right? This is like a total side point. It's like while he's like showing the quote-unquote weakness of tefillah, he's really making a profound statement about the power of tefillah. Tefillah has the power of being mosif and being metake in olamos. Tosefes kedusha ubracha ba'oso esakavu lehem. L'chein im avra sha'ah, shuv lotol klal hosif ba'talomas ha'tosefes ha'kedusha ubracha. And everything is perfectly calibrated, which is why if you miss the chakras, you can't go back and get it. It's not like saying if I didn't learn today, I can learn tomorrow, right? I didn't do, you know, even though I know what's his name from the Daf Yomi guy, right? It's not the Daf, it's the Yomi, right? Which I believe, especially for a Baal Bas, who all he's doing is Daf Yomi. But I miss Daf Yomi all the time, right? But then I just do two the next day, or sometimes I'm when I travel, it's very hard for me to do it. I come back from my trip, I'm four behind. So for a week, I do two a day, and then I'm back. I'm not being mazalza, I'm saying, but for the average person, I would definitely agree that it's... But the bottom line is, he says, it's true, but tefillah is black and white. If you miss the tefillah, you can't make it up. You know, if you, I'm not getting into what tashlumen is, how tashlumen works. But still, if you're mazen, don't learn. And you, because there's something calibrated, but the unique power of every single tefillah. And taka, you could do amazing things with tefillah. Anam, as great as tefillah is. Inyan esek ha-Torah ha-Kadosha, hu nogel etz mechius v'kim aminus ha-olamas ba'al yehersu lagamri. There's a difference between the thing that's keeping the patient alive and the thing that's giving extra something to the patient, right? There's a qualitative difference. Are you in the ICU or are you just, you know, in the shikum? Are you just in the rehab place, right? So if a person can't walk and you're going to teach them how to walk, that's significant. That's better than even just PT and OT, that I can have better dexterity and write better. All those things are degrees, and there could be some really important ones. But that's still a tosefes and a tikkun. That's not the same thing as the guy who's like zapping the guy's heart or doing CPR, you know, or doing emergency surgery to keep him alive. Tefillah is all these other things. Amazing. It maybe it'd make a guy who's paralyzed walk, you know, in the mushal, and maybe even literally, I don't know, but certainly in the mushal. But nothing is like learning, because learning is bringing you back to life. That's what keeps these worlds alive. Two more lines. This is something that's really provocative. Maybe we'll pick up with this next time, just to kind of chazer it. But he basically says, That's why we talk about a base medrash and a base knesses ideally being combined, because the truth of the matter is that there's a certain enhancement of kach tefillah that comes from learning. So not only is learning apples to apples more powerful than davening, learning also impacts the davening. In that sense, let's go learn and daven well.